USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is poised to reduce funding for the WHO.
So we're paying them more than 10 times more than China. And they are very, very China-centric, as I said during the week, China-centric. China always seems to get the better of the argument.
The president speaking during his coronavirus task force briefing on Friday. The president also says he won't start pushing to open businesses until we know the country is going to be safe. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says former Vice President Joe Biden is adopting more progressive policy positions. The former rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, though, did not endorse a presumptive nominee. And Americans who have not filed a tax return can now check out IRS.gov to put in their banking information to receive a stimulus check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump participates in an Easter blessing from the Oval Office.
Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important. Our nation will come through like never before. I thank the many families who have prayed for me and for my family, and your prayers are felt. And I am forever grateful. I'd like to thank our great Vice President and his wonderful wife, who we all know very well.
The CEO of the Tokyo Olympics says there's no guarantee the city will be able to host the Summer Games next year. The CEO saying no one knows if the pandemic will be under control by next July, and he says he'll continue to work hard and hopes that mankind will overcome the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, shares his Easter message with everyone on Fox News.
Easter's going to be special this year. What strikes me, Ainsley, is the word emptiness. Emptiness. Some people might think, well, hey, wait a minute. That's not an Easter message. Easter's fullness, the fullness of life and goodness and hope and light. Right. But before we can be full, we got to be empty. The essence of Easter Sunday morning was what? The empty tomb. The empty tomb. The broken, dead body of Jesus was not there. He had risen from the dead. When they went to venerate the body, the angel said, what in the world are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is living. Jesus is alive. The tomb was empty. I say that, Ainsley, because look, you know better than anybody. You've been reporting it faithfully so often. There's a sense of emptiness in our city, in our country, in this planet, what we call our temporary home. There's an emptiness. We've lost people. We can't see families and friends. The churches are empty. Now, we could be depressed by that, or we could say, you know what? God wants to fill that emptiness. And the best way he does that for us as Christians is by the death and resurrection of his only begotten Son, Jesus.
And a very happy Easter as well from all of us here at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.